So once again, welcome to our friends that are part of the Journey program here in West Bend and the surrounding areas. We are grateful for your help today as lecturers, servers, and ushers, and Eucharistic ministers, and we are happy to have you and to have this special Mass for you guys. And I'm gonna need your help for my homily. So, what does it take for a little seed to become a big tree? What was that? Great. Yes, so for a little, what does it take for a little seed to become a great big tree? Yes. We need to plant the seed. Yes. Pardon me? We need to plant it first, right? And then water, and then soil. We need a good soil, and we also need something that comes from heaven. Sunshine. We need some sunshine. And then those couple of things, the soil, the good soil, the water, the sunshine, help that little seed to become a great tree. Now, what if we think of ourselves as that little seed? A mustard seed is a really tiny seed, and then when it becomes a tree, it becomes a huge tree. So it goes from very tiny to huge. Sometimes we are like that little mustard seed. God plants us in the soil that is called the church. He waters us in the waters of baptism. When you guys were baptized, water was poured upon your heads. And then the little seed that we are got some water then, the waters of baptism. And we are planted in this big family that we call, and that is, the church. And we also get, yes, Laura. Proper sunlight and nourishment with plant food. Great. That is a great answer, because we also, if we are that little seed that got planted and got watered, we also get a nourishment that we will be receiving pretty soon. And that nourishment comes from the altar, and it is the very same body of Christ. The body of Christ is like that nourishment that's given to us so that we can grow. And at confirmation, we also get some sunshine. That is the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is that power that comes. He is God who comes from heaven and gives us the light that we need in order to grow. So we have the waters of baptism, the nourishment that come from the altar, the body of Christ, the Eucharist, and we also get the sunshine, the light that is the Holy Spirit that comes to us at confirmation. And sometimes there's some pruning, right, that we have to do so that they grow big and beautiful, our plants and our trees. Well, we also have the sacrament of penance, confession. When we go to the priest, we bring all that we have in store in our hearts to the priest, and the priest prunes us a little bit so that we can keep growing strong and healthy. So today, let us give thanks to God, for He has great plans for us. He wants us to go from being a little seed to becoming a big tree, a big cedar tree. And He gives us the means, the waters of baptism, the nourishment that is the Eucharist. Yes. Yes.
Things on the plant
that you have to trim off. We all have those. Great job, Laura. We all have those dead branches within us, and sometimes maybe some grudges against someone, or maybe we all have those kinds of dead branches within us, and then we go to confession, and God, through the words of the priest and the actions of the priest, He prunes all of that, so that we can grow strong and big. Let us give thanks to God, and let us continue our celebration of the Eucharist that soon will give us nourishment, the nourishment that the Eucharist is.